Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Political instability and out-of-control gang violence continue to bedevil Haiti. And although there has recently been some progress, disarray within the government continues unabated while gang violence is escalating. Now is not the time for political infighting, said Dorothy Shea, U.S. Chargé d'Affaires at Interim at the United Nations. We encourage the Transitional Presidential Council to continue working with the UN's Special Political Mission, BINU, to support the political transition and the people of Haiti.
That includes working together in setting the conditions for free and fair elections. We strongly encourage Haitian efforts aimed at addressing corruption allegations and promoting transparency and accountability. These measures are essential for the transition government to maintain the trust of the Haitian people.
At the same time, on the security side, gang violence is rampant, said Ambassador Shea.
Coordinated attacks by gangs have forced tens of thousands of residents from their homes and continue at very alarming levels, including targeted killings, mass rapes, kidnappings, forced recruitment, exploitation, and trafficking of children by gangs. The United States condemns the ongoing attacks and escalation in gang violence in Port-au-Prince and throughout the country. Gang brutality continues to terrorize the Haitian people, cutting off necessary lifelines, including humanitarian assistance.
It is becoming clear that Haiti's two main problems reinforce each other. Political transition cannot proceed effectively under the current security conditions. Yet decisive political action is needed to effectively address Haiti's rampant crime and the stream of illicit weapons that fuels it. That is difficult to achieve when the government is in disarray. For our part, the United States is deploying every tool at our disposal, and we are working closely with BINU, the Haitian government, the Multinational Security Support Mission, and the international community to drive progress forward, said Ambassador Shea.
To support the people of Haiti amidst this multidimensional crisis, Haiti needs humanitarian assistance to provide immediate life-saving services. We call on all involved to respect humanitarian organizations which are in Haiti to impartially provide emergency food assistance, health care, and other life-saving aid to all of those in need.
The Haitian people must have the security and freedom to engage in daily activities without fear, whether it's going to work, school, or a house of worship, said Ambassador Shea. The United States remains determined to assist the Haitian people achieve the peace, security, and prosperity that they deserve.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.